started the business back in 2011, and we were searching for eco-friendly products for a birthday party for my son. And while we found some compostable tableware, which is all well and good, they arrived late. We had to order different products from different stores. So we thought, well, there's got to be an easier way. And so we started up a one-stop shop for eco-friendly party supplies.
So that's been going since about 2011?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You know, there's been a steady uptake, particularly in the last year. You know, with shows like The War on Waste, people really getting into less plastic and more environmentally friendly products. So it's been fantastic.
What sort of alternatives do you offer?
So when it comes to tableware, we've got a wide selection from sugarcane to bamboo pulp to areca palm leaf plates. We've got wooden cutlery. We've got PLA cutlery, which is made from cornstarch. We have napkins, which are from recycled paper and sugarcane and bamboo mix, also environmentally friendly paper too. There's quite a wide variety of packaging overall. So we've got paper products which can be used as cake boxes and things like that. So as far as tableware goes, there's a whole lot of products which are made with different materials. We also supply things for kids' parties like party favours, small gifts, and we have decorations which are honeycomb pom-poms and bunting, and we've got some more coming in stock shortly. You know, with the demise as well, maybe not demise, but the examination further of balloons, people are looking for more reusable party decorations. That's high on our list to be able to stock those things, yeah.
So it sounds like you are doing a continual research for this yourself still.
It's ongoing. There are new products that come onto the market that we examine and we think, is that going to be suitable? Is that eco-friendly enough? And one product which we have looked at is balloons and whether or not they are coming out with a biodegradable alternative, like an officially biodegradable alternative. So we did hear back from somebody going back a year or two ago who said, look, they were manufacturing this product, but we've never heard back from them. Yeah, look, there are all sorts of products coming out onto the market. But I think what we want to be focusing on and where we want to be leading the charge is with the tableware, which is what primarily we sell and what's most popular on our website, getting those products composted. You know, in Adelaide, we're really lucky. We can just put these tableware products, the majority of them are home compostable anyway, but you can put them in your green bin. By doing that, you're obviously turned it back into soil. We have just rolled out a project, more than a project now, I suppose. It's implemented within our business structure where we take back people's used tableware so that they can send it back to us. And yeah, that's really, you know, exciting for us to be able to provide that service for people interstate, because interstate councils don't provide the infrastructure to compost tableware products by throwing it in the green bins. But we're fortunate here in Adelaide that we can, yeah.
So do you have much interstate people coming to your shop? Because I gather everything's online.
Yeah, it's all online. The majority of our sales are from interstate. Sadly, we haven't seen as much take-up in Adelaide. Perhaps it's per capita and population-wise, but certainly Melbourne and Sydney and Brizzy, it's quite popular. So, yeah, it was surprising to us because we thought that we'd be catering to parties in Adelaide and word would get out, but it hasn't happened that way, so, yeah.
Oh, well, let's just say it hasn't happened yet.
You know, certainly with what we are doing with events now, so we provide the bin covers, hopefully get out and people will see our branding and go, okay, well, what's that all about? I might go and order from them and, you know, cater for my party with their products, yeah.
All right, let's go back to your composting service. So basically you package every, you know, like all the clean gear out and then people just load it all back in the box and post it back to you and you'll put it into a composting facility.
Yeah, we're really lucky because where we live, which is down in Aldinga, we're close to the Wollonga Farmers Market and Pete Soil, who provide a commercial compost service. So we've teamed up with the Farmers Market and we're able to now access their bio bin. So if we get party supplies sent back to us, then we drop over there and get it commercially composted through them. It's quite cost effective and that's what the hurdle has been in the past. But now that we're able to access this bin, yeah, it's much easier and much more cost effective, yeah.
All right, so let's talk about balloons. How damaging are balloons?
Well, I think I should preface it with what we decided to do back in 2014, which was to no longer sell balloons. they really had been a popular seller for us, and we decided to sell them because we read the manufacturer's claims that they were all biodegradable. Some tests in our own compost didn't prove fruitful, but that really wasn't the reason that we made the decision not to. We did a bit of our own research into it, and it turned out that there was a study commissioned by the US balloon industry back in the 80s, and it was carried out by a 20-year-old employee of the rubber industry, and it claimed balloons biodegraded at the rate of an oak leaf. And that claim of biodegrading at the rate of an oak leaf is kind of the tagline that balloons use. And we kind of thought, well, it's a bit of a conflict of interest, and a little bit more research showed that they weren't biodegrading, and further research, you know, in the last couple of years has shown that the balloons, when they get into salt water and fresh water as well, they actually expand and they don't biodegrade anywhere near the rates of what the balloon industry has claimed. So there's a 1988 report by the National Marine Fisheries Service in America, and it depicted the rate of degradation of a latex balloon, and after 12 months, the balloon was still intact and recognisable as a balloon. So our thoughts on it and our decision not to sell them has been kind of vindicated with certainly some more research that's been shared via the internet and Facebook. And there's a documentary coming out later on this month. It's called Rubber Jellyfish. Will appear in that film as a party store that doesn't sell balloons. And they've done some fabulous research on it too. So the balloon industry still claims that they're biodegradable. That is not something that we want to go up directly and say you're wrong, because we haven't done the studies to do it. We've just looked at the research on it. So we just want to make a decision not to sell it based on what we feel is right.
So balloons are actually a latex product, and as far as I know, there is not even any recycling for latex products. Is that right?
So there are different types of balloons. There's the mylar balloon, which is a foil balloon, and then there's the latex balloon, which is made of rubber. There are said to be, in some of these latex balloons, plasticizers. Some balloons claim to be pure latex as well. There's a website called Balloons Blow, for instance, and that's been tracking the progress of a balloon and how biodegradable it has been, and over the last 6.5 years it hasn't fully biodegraded, and it's still remnants left of it. So that's 6.5 years of proof for us to not sell balloons. Yeah, I think that the balloon industry does have a lot of explaining to do, particularly that 1988 report, which showed that a balloon was still intact and recognisable as a balloon in water. So it's going to be interesting what they do. They've set up the PEBA, which is the Professional Entertainment Balloon Alliance or something like that. So they're certainly putting steps forward to say no balloon releases, but answering the question of are they biodegradable completely, the ball's in their court to absolutely prove that without a shadow of a doubt, I think.
All right, so what do you then offer as alternatives to balloons?
Yeah, sure. So bunting is very popular. We have fabric and Hessian bunting. We have some beautiful honeycomb pom-poms as well. They're reusable. We used to have tissue pom-poms, but I can tell you, after setting up different parties, they were very tricky to make look nice as far as look perfectly symmetrical. And they're probably not as reusable as a honeycomb ball, because they can just be folded away and you use the paper clips to reassemble them again, and they're quite good. So we're looking at some other tissue products. So we've got garlands as well, and just in the next couple of months or so, bringing them over. Unfortunately, there's no manufacturers here in Australia, so we're looking at getting some from China. Yeah, so we'll be doing that within the next couple of months, providing more alternatives for people. But those honeycomb balls and those dirt bunting, they look fabulous at a party. And I think really, you know, that's really all you need to make a party look beautiful and alive. You know, balloons aren't necessary. And you'll save some money as well if they're reusable. Year on year, you can bring them out and celebrate with them again, yeah.
All right, so how do people find your store?
It's ecopartybox.com.au.
Oh, well, that's pretty easy, isn't it? So just look up there and you'll be able to find everything.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we're always on hand, so if you have any questions about it, we love it when people contact us and say, you know, how do I dispose of this properly? It shows that people really do care and are making an effort to do the right thing. So, you know, our phone number's on the website, and you can email us as well. You know, always happy to have a chat. It's great. Yeah. We've found that the eco community is a fabulous community. They just want to do the right thing and you know, see the best results for the planet. So we're lucky to be involved in it.